You're listening to the Fitzy and Whipper podcast.
We've got a very good friend in the studio. His brand new album, Precious, is out today. It is the magnificent Conrad. Wow! Yeah.
It's about time, baby.
Personal title. You're mentioning off air that your mum used to call you that and still does. Precious.
Oh, mate, oh, precious.
That's really cute, mate.
Are you a Lord of the Rings fan?
Is that...
Thanks, Mum.
No, Precious is the lead... Well, it's my favourite song on the album, and it's about, you know, and obviously I've had my son this year, and this album is, you know, all of my life coming to that moment where it was like, do I give up or do I keep going? Do I keep making music? And,
And Precious is it.
Precious is it. This is... I record this whole album live... the best musicians on the planet.
Awesome.
It's my, you know, it's my passion project. Yeah.
And Memphis is one now? Is
he's one today.
How many leather jackets does Memphis have?
Got a couple.
Awesome.
Does he really?
Couple.
Does he have a leather jacket?
A load of instruments.
Does he? Like, I bet he does. Are you trying to force...
When you're a singer, it's like all people get you is instruments for your kid. It's like, it's just, we got everything.
Not another recorder.
I think he's got like seven guitars. And it's like...
So if he's not a muso, there's an issue.
Yeah, totally.
Is he shredding already? Is he good?
He's terrible. But he loves music, and he definitely knows the difference between dad and other singers.
When he hears it?
Yeah, yeah.
How good is that?
Legs, just goes nuts, like loves it.
The last time we spoke to you... Yeah, I mean, you wrote this album about a year ago, so you've been waiting for this to drop. It finally drops today. In between that time, are you writing more stuff? Are you? What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm constantly writing it, you know, pretty much every couple of days. But I'm about to. It's funny, you know, the album comes out today, but I'm already like planning the next album. Right. I leave for LA next week to go work on the next batch of songs. So it's kind of like
great.
Also, I went through. I started this album pre-pandemic. Yeah. And then, you know, I've had a baby. I've had changes within...
Yeah,
No, I had a big week last week. I went to Mexico City for my mate's wedding.
How did that go?
Oh, it was a shit show. And I had to... So it's worse because my green card is run out. So I had to go through Canada. So I flew Brisbane to Vancouver, 14 hours, 10 hours in Vancouver airport, then a 6-hour flight to Mexico City, then a 2-hour flight to Guadalajara, landed, had 3 days on the ground. I was a groomsman as well.
Yeah.
Went out the night before the wedding, had to sing at the wedding, so I had to pull myself together.
No way.
And then the next morning, out of there, same route back.
Obviously,
Jazz is looking after Memphis this whole time. Get back in the doghouse. Not happy.
There's a song in that, though.
Then I have to go and play two shows in Melbourne that weekend.
There's a song called Oh Mexico.
Hey.
Oh Mexico, look what you've done to me.
Oh, no, yeah, you could write a song about that. Hey, if you're writing a new album now, are you going to use your best mate, Matt, at all? Now, he was your guitarist. He's now with Delta. And Delta's... I feel like Delta's stolen Matt away from you.
I'm a bit angry about it, to be honest.
We got to know Matt through you.
You guys wrote some great music together.
We did, yeah. I mean,
do you reckon you could get him back? Do you reckon he would come back to you?
I have laid the law down and I've said, hey, listen, you got to choose. And I guess he's chosen.
He's chosen.
She's hotter than me.
That's true. He hasn't popped the question yet.
No, he hasn't.
Like, he's not fully committed.
I want to see what his allegiance is to you, okay? So if you rang Matt from your phone and asked him to come back to record this new album with you, give me somewhere that you could go in the world to write this album and it would take 6 months to do.
The guy who signed our band is a guy out of Germany.
We were called
Sons of Midnight.
Say Sons of Midnight. They're really keen to get him back, but you've got to go to Berlin for 6 months to write an album.
I like that. Should we call him?
Yeah, let's call him.
Let's give him a call.
Brother.
Yo, how are ya?
What it is precious.
No. You like that one, eh? Wait, I got to tell you something. Had the craziest call with Hayden last night.
Oh, yeah?
He's been trying to get me something happening in Germany.
Yeah.
He was like, what's the band doing now? I was listening to some of the old songs. They never came out. Had they got anything else? He was like, listen, like, what?
The band's back together, baby.
Wait, if they honestly said, like, no, we've got to go to Berlin and go, would you come?
Yeah, yeah.
What about Delta?
Well, I mean, if it's like come and release songs as an album, so like, of course we're going to do that.
We'd pretty much have to do like another 6 month stint like last time if they were to promote it and do it properly. Like, I would take Jasmine in Memphis, but obviously you couldn't take Delta. But I mean, it's not like you guys are married or anything.
Who knows? I mean, who knows? There's no crazy ideas anymore.
So you were happy, you would leave Delta for 6 months, you're ready to roll. If they're like, okay, we'll fly you out.
Yeah, of course I'd consider that. That's a great opportunity. That's not something that comes every single day.
All right, well,
I'm not going to say no to that. Let's have the conversation.
Oh, you would leave Delta for 6 months to go back to Conrad? That's what we wanted. It's Fitzy and Whipper. Welcome, big man.
Is the band getting back together or what?
That's what he's really pissed about. The band's not getting back together.
I love how excited you were, mate.
Yeah, I know. See, maybe he's loyal after all. Look at that.
That is commitment. You want the band back together, Matty.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, that's it.
Love that.
Australia, we love you, but we're going back to Germany.
It's always a conversation.
So then that means if you're locked in for the next 6 months, you're not proposing to Delta in the next 6 months.
Oh, mate.
It always comes back to that.
We'll have to give her...
Leave my personal life alone.
We'll have to give her a call now.
That's how I feel. I'm here promoting my album. All they want to know is about when you're getting engaged.
Love you, Maddie. Thank you.
See you, buddy.
I love his passion.
That worked out a lot better than I thought.
Yeah, mate.
I love his passion.
It's not out of the question.
Oh, mate, we love you, mate. Thank you very much for coming in. The new album, Precious, is out now. Conrad Saul, thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
You're listening to the Fitzy and Whipper podcast.
The Australian government has made changes to its individual income tax rates and thresholds that will provide a tax cut to every Australian taxpayer.
Tax changes come into effect from 1 July 2024. Tax cuts for every taxpayer. Visit taxcuts.gov.au to find out more.